Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice up here in the Great White North tonight, seeking a fifth straight win as they battle Connor McDavid and Edmonton for the final time this season. And at 2-6-2 in their last 10 overall, the Oilers have been struggling and are sub-500 on home ice. So at puck drop tonight, you got to wonder, how hungry will both teams be for the available points here in this game? Well, a shot, they score from the left point. It's Gustafson again. A long wrist shot hit the near post and ricochets in behind Talbot. And the Blackhawks score 4 seconds into their power play and lead 1-0. Eric Gustafson with his 11th goal on the season. Went through a maze. It looked like it hit one of the Oilers on the way in. And it beats Talbot. So a 1-0 lead for the Hawks. Not even 2 minutes into the hockey game. Over the Hawk line on the left wing. Gave it to Nugent Hopkins, left wing boards to Nurse, left point. He'll walk it through the high slot. To Nugent Hopkins, top of the left circle, back to Nurse with a drive, chest save made, rebound, they score. It's Dreisaitl following up to a loose puck near the inside of the right wing circle, and he snapped it past Cam Ward, who could not recover on this play. It's a power play goal, and the Oilers have tied it at one. Put it to the left corner to break it, sends the puck left point to Kane. Flips it right point, Gustafson. Back over to Kane, top of the left circle to the right circle. Strome to Taves, one-timer, and a sliding pad save is made by Talbot. McDavid, top of the left circle, closes and gave it a Dreisaitl, right circle, shoots and scores. His second power play goal of the night comes on the 5-on-3 advantage with 1:15 left in the first. It's the Oilers 2 and the Hawks 1. Kept in by Lucic, but he lost it to Brandon Saad. Saad back through center ice. Sends it on the right wing over the Oiler line. To Cahoon, to Saad. Put it in front of the net. And a deke and a shot by Anisimov. And a scrambling save made by Talbot. That's the save of the game for the Oilers. Taken away by Gustafson. Passing to center ice. The Oilers get it back. Look out. McDavid racing into the hot zone down the right wing. Backhands it in front for Roddy. He fires. And what a save by Cam Ward. He got the right pad down and took a goal away from Ty Ratty. That's the save of the game. A wide open shot by Ratty. He thought he had a goal. He had his arms raised and everything. Russell spins it back up the boards. Picked off by Kruger. To Kunitz right boards. Kunitz then gave away. Got it back. Put it in front. Hayden shoots and scores. John Hayden in front of the Oiler net. Takes a pass from Chris Kunitz and pumps it past Talbot for his third goal on the season. And the Hawks have tied the Oilers at 2 with 16:10 left in the third. It's spun up the boards by Dahlstrom up the left wing to DeBrincat. Rink wide pass Cahoon over the Oiler line. Right wing to Strome. Top of the right circle. Rips it on goal. He scores! Dylan Strome with a wrist shot. Top of the right circle. He looked all of the Oilers off as if he was going to pass and then rip the wrist shot into the top shelf. The Hawks strike twice in the first 6 minutes of the third and now lead 3-2. This one's got a different complexion to it now. Anisimov charging through center ice over the Oiler line to the right circle. Rips it on goal. And a scrambling save by Talbot. Rebound. Kane shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane strikes for the Hawks. 3 goals inside of 6 minutes. Then for Patrick Kane, he now has a 12-game point streak. And the Blackhawks lead the Oilers 4-2. At the center ice, Gajula to Taves over the Oiler line, right circle, cuts across the slot, and a diving play by Russell to keep Taves away. Then Gajula takes a pass, shoots and scores! Drake Gajula on his return to Edmonton, fires one into the top shelf pass, Koskinen, and the Blackhawks have struck 4 times in less than 7 minutes into the third period, and now lead this game 5-2. Unreal! Saad weaving into the Oilers zone, fed it down the right wing, Seabrook right corner, put it in front, they score! It's Dominic Cahoon! He had his stick in the right place as Seabrook floated a pass in front of the Oiler net. Cahoon was on the other side, and put his stick blade up below the crossbar and deflected that one past Koskinen. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks now lead 6-2. And the puck is spun down ice by Dreisaitl, and there's the horn. The Chicago Blackhawks have won 5 straight games. They now have 51 points, and they're tied with 4 other teams in the Western Conference for the playoff chase. And a team that came back from literally last place in the National Hockey League is now in the conversation for the last playoff spot over in the Western Conference. They beat the Oilers tonight 6-2.